At her apartment on the 92nd floor, she apologized for the smallness of the place. It didn't seem so little to me, but then she'd never lived on a spaceship. Even this high up, there were bars on the windows. The door had four separate locks, one of which didn't work because somebody had used a crowbar on it. Mother went off to turn the ground beef into a meatloaf, and I settled down with the evening facts. She pulled some carrots from her little garden and called the mushroom lady, whose son came over to make the trade. He had a riot gun slung under his arm. "Mother, where's the rest of the star?" I called into the kitchen. "As far as I know, it's all there. What were you looking for?" "Well, I found the classified section, but no help wanted." She laughed. "Son, there hasn't been a help wanted ad in 10 years. The government takes care of jobs. Well, most of them."
"Everybody works for the government?"
"No, that's not it." She came in wiping her hands on a frayed towel. "The government, they tell us, handles the distribution of all natural resources, and there aren't many resources more valuable than empty jobs."
"Well, I'll go talk to them tomorrow."
"Don't bother, son. How much retirement pay you say you're getting from the force?"
$20,000 a month. Doesn't look like it'll go far."
"No, it won't. But your father's pension gave me less than half that, and they wouldn't give me a job. Jobs are assigned on a basis of need. And you've got to be living on rice and water before the employment board considers you needy."
"Well, hell, it's a bureaucracy. There must be somebody I can pay off. Slip me into a good..."
"No. Sorry, that's one part of the UN that's absolutely incorruptible. The whole shebang is cybernetic, untouched by human souls."
"You can't."
"But you said you had a job."
"I was getting to that.
If you want a job badly enough, you can go to a dealer and sometimes get a hand-me-down."
"Hand-me-down? Dealer?"
"Take my job as an example, son. A woman named Haley Williams has a job in a hospital, running a machine that analyzes blood, a chromatography machine. She works 6 nights a week for $12,000 a week. She gets tired of working, so she contacts a dealer and lets him know that her job is available. Sometime before this, I'd given the dealer his initial fee of $50,000 to get on his list. He comes by and describes the job to me, and I say, 'Fine, I'll take it.' He knew I would, and already has fake identification and a uniform. He distributes small bribes to the various supervisors who might know Miss Williams by sight.